This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I am most well, thank you. Two very interesting stories jumped off the page of mybroadband.co.za that I'd like to raise with you this afternoon. The first is the true cost of WhatsApp calls. It's something I don't think we really think about, Jan.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't think about it because it's so cheap. And but we thought it would be interesting to look at how much it costs to actually send and receive WhatsApp calls, because that's the other thing that people don't think about, right, is that you pay to receive messages and calls as well, because it's consuming your data. So we took a look at how much data, you know, each of WhatsApp's functions consumes: text messages, voice notes, photos, videos, etc. And then, you know, looked at that data consumption against how much you pay for a gigabyte of data, usually on the five main networks in South Africa, and then produced a table of costs. And so, to give you an idea, it costs a fraction of a cent to send a text message on WhatsApp. We're talking like a thousandth.
Oh wow. Okay.
It is an incredibly small amount of money. And that's on a standard 1 gigabyte bundle, right? So, it's not even the cheapest data bundle that you can buy. This is on a standard 1 gigabyte bundle. Those costs go up, you know, if you're looking at videos and photos and stuff. But usually I think when people are watching video, you know, if they know that it's going to be a long video or a long voice note, then they climb on Wi-Fi first.
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm just trying to get my head around a thousandth of a cent, and that's still not working for me. But let me get back to the discussion. Stop trying to work out just how small that is. Really massive cyber attack that, again, nobody really spoke too much about, Jan. Tell us what you can about the Transnet cyber attack.
Yeah, Transnet really tried to downplay the attack on its systems. They've not even acknowledged that it's an attack. They've said that they are having some IT problems, that they've identified the source of said IT problems, but they've not acknowledged that they were the victims of a cyber attack. Though all of the information we're receiving out of the industry says it's an attack. An ENCA journalist has received information from sources inside Transnet showing that it's a ransomware attack specifically. And so we've spoken about those before. A ransomware attack is just when your system gets infiltrated by a group, usually with some kind of profit motive. They lock you out of your files, they encrypt all of your files, and then they leave you a little love note on your machine to say, hey, if you would like your files back, send us an extortionate amount of money to this Bitcoin address, and we'll send you back a key or a piece of software with which to decrypt your files. But they obviously, you can send the money and they might never get back to you. It's a risk, even paying the ransom. And so we're pretty sure that Transnet was the victim of one of those ransomware attacks. It has had a crippling effect on South Africa's logistics industry. Imports and exports are affected, and while some industries are less impacted than others, if you look at our agriculture sector, for example, where they've just had a harvesting season among citrus farmers, they are in potentially deep trouble if Transnet doesn't figure this out quickly, because their fruit is sitting in storerooms at the Durban Harbour, you know, which on top of being disrupted a couple of weeks ago by the public violence in the area, now has been hit by a ransomware attack, and that fruit is sitting in warehouse and rotting, and they need to export it.
Is there any talk at all about there being a tie-in between what happened last week and this attack?
Yes. Or is that there was some speculation. It's looking at the ransomware note, it doesn't seem related. The ransomware note looks like a generic note from a group that has a specific modus operandi, and what they're hoping for is payday. They're just hoping for some money, and if they can get at critical infrastructure, then the likelihood of people just paying to get their files back increases. So they'll go for the highest profile targets they can to try and squeeze money out of their targets.
And then again, I was watching the head of the Road Freight Association of South Africa talk about the importance of the information that these people now had access to. They know every container, when it arrives, what's in it, when it's going to be sent, and where it's going to. I mean, that is incredibly valuable information. Yeah.
Indeed. And that's the secondary thing here, right, is the data that they got out. So they've breached Transnet systems. What data did they get out with? And if they got out with everything, that is something that they potentially could sell. And so remember, the overarching motive here is money. So whatever they can get for this data, and if you offer them a better price to not sell the data, then maybe you can convince them to not share it with the dark web. But it's unfortunately not guaranteed, right? Once they're out with the data, they hold all the power. And so the recommendations usually is to almost treat it like a terrorist attack. You don't negotiate with them. You don't pay their ransom, because otherwise you set a precedent. A dangerous precedent is the one concern. And the second one is there's no guarantee that they will hold to their agreement not to sell your data for extra money anyway. And there's no guarantee that they will decrypt your files. And so the safest course of action is just to not pay them, recover your system the good old-fashioned way by restoring from backups, and then you just have to kind of mitigate the fallout of the data potentially being exposed on the internet later down the line.
Do you think as a country we are particularly badly prepared for these attacks? Is there an issue with our cybersecurity?
Yes. To be blunt, and I'd love to be more positive there, but no, there's a massive problem. We have the skills in the country, but government is not paying to use them. Government is not using the skills in our private sector effectively to help protect its own infrastructure. It's kind of been coasting along on the IT infrastructure that's been, you know, put in place in its state organs. The activity, the criminal activity online ramps up, I'm afraid South Africa is going to look like a juicier and juicier target. And as one security expert said, while the civil unrest, is maybe not linked to this attack directly, you know, so it's not like insurrectionists necessarily that arranged this attack. Certainly South Africa being in global news, in international news for a week regarding our state of vulnerability, the fact that our attention was fixed elsewhere, certainly didn't do us any favors and was a signal to hackers that we're vulnerable.
What a fabulously interesting chat that was. Jan Vermeulen, editor for mybroadband.co.za. Thank you for chatting to me this afternoon.
A huge pleasure. Have a great day.